my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome once again to another episode of The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure you have learned quite a bit. And today, there will be very interesting and intriguing stories. But before we continue further, benefits of Durood Pak, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has mentioned that whoever is accustomed to reciting Durood Pak 100 times a day, 100 of his needs will be fulfilled, 70 in the Akhirah and 30 in this dunya. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. It had been reported by an Islamic brother of Majlis-e Maktubat of Tawizat At-Tariya, and this is a very important department that handles Tawizat, belonging to the international non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami. As reported by this brother, that they received a letter from a distressed mother. And she wrote in the letter that she had a son who was punctual with his salah, 5 times salah. He had a beard, but he had very keen interest in jinns. And he used to practice on various wazaif, and he should read for long hours, and even at times he used to go to the graveyard, to the Qabristan, and spend the night reading wazaif. And one morning, they found him dead in bed, and he had a noose around his neck made of sheet. It appeared as if it was a suicide, but he didn't have any apparent problems. No domestic problems, no financial problem, which is the reason why many people commit suicide. So therefore they were very astonished. And then what astonished them even further, as written in this letter, was after the burial, many astonishing incidents took place. Sometimes they found this person lying in his bed. He had a scooter. Sometimes they found him riding the scooter. And sometimes they found him standing in various parts in the home. And whenever they called him, he disappeared. So the mother was very disturbed. She wanted to know in this letter, what is this? Is he alive? And then she asked, if he is dead, then why is he reappearing? And this was sent to Amir al-Sunnat, and his response was, perhaps while trying to capture a jinn, he was unsuccessful, and this could be a retaliation, or maybe this could be also a possibility that after capturing, maybe something went wrong and the jinn got free and got irritated and took revenge. And now Amir al-Sunnat has written that he has now taken the shape of the sun to trouble those in the home. So as you can see that there are risks in trying to get involved with jinns. So please, viewers of Mandi Channel, don't try and get involved in this kind of exercise. A brother from Liaqat Abad in Babul Madina, Karachi, he said that he heard this from a person from that area who related the story to him. He said that the family, they used to stay in one place in Kashmir, and they had a state problem, and there was always continuous dispute in the family. And because of this continued dispute, they went to an amil, a person who does tawizat, etc., to check what is the problem. After checking, he informed them that someone in the family has got deep hate for them and got Kala Jadu, black magic done. Now Kala Jadu, they use help from shaitanic jinn. So, and this can cause harm. So he said, because of this Kala Jadu, there's kafir jinn put on your family. And this family, they suffered for years. And they tried desperately to get help. And after many years, they couldn't get help. So they decided to move from there to Liaqat Abad in Bab al-Madina, Karachi. So after they were unsuccessful, they were forced to abandon the city of their forefathers and resettle. So they thought by doing this, the problems will be over. But the problems continued. And they said they went under many, many difficulties, especially the smallest, youngest brother who was affected the most by jinns. And the jinn used to appear in front of him and used to threaten him, etc. And he said, because of this, trying to get the cure, we encountered a lot of financial difficulties. As you know, when people get troubled by jinn, they're prepared to spend any amount to try and get rid of this jinn. But alhamdulillah, when you come to Tawizat Attariya, all the treatments are free of charge. And you find people get lots of help, plus there are no financial problems. But many people, they, because of jinn, they spend thousands and thousands. And these people say, we got into financial difficulties. And also from some very life-threatening issues. They said that one of the uncles who was staying with them, he was working in a factory, and a heavy, sharp object fell from the top and split him into two. And he passed away. And then they said, not long afterwards, the father passed away, and he was not even sick. This passed away suddenly. And not long after that, even the mother passed away. And they spent 8 years now in this new area with this kind of difficulties. But one good news, they said, was in this period, the entire family became attached to Dawud Islami and became murid of Amir Ahl Sunnat. They say one day someone brought an amil to help the little brother. So this amil had some ta'weez bent in the string and he was burning it. The jinn appeared angrily and picked this amil and flung him on the wall. And the amil became unconscious. And when he regained his consciousness, he left immediately because he realized that this jinn was very strong and he couldn't do anything and he was scared. After that, the jinn approached the family and ferociously said, and they were very terrified, they began to scream in fear. And while they were screaming, suddenly the jinn stopped and looked at the door, as if it was looking at something. And there was a bright glare from the door. And he became dazzled. And then he began to speak, but the family couldn't see who he was speaking to. And the family members looked around to see, who is this jinn talking to? Then the jinn asked, who are you? Oh, Ilyas Qadri? Oh, you are their peer? Oh, so. And then he started disclosing something that happened. He said, yes, their relatives sent me. Yes, I killed the uncle, etc., etc. Then he began revealing all his evil action. And it seemed as if Amir Ahl Sunnat appeared spiritually to assist them. And he was questioning the jinn, and the jinn was responding. And apparently, as he kept quiet and he was responding, and then Amir Ahl Sunnat asked him about his belief and came to know that he was a kafir, non-Muslim jinn. Then it appeared as if Amir Ahl Sunnat was explaining something to this jinn. And the jinn was listening quietly, nodding his head. And gradually, he became softer and softer. Then they heard him reading Kalima. And then he became a Muslim. And then they heard him also becoming murid of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, became an Attari. And then he departed. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the family says, we overcame this problem and the brother's health improved. And they began to live in peace at last. But a few nights later, they heard a very frightening scream. And they found the elder brother sitting on the edge of the bed, trembling in fear. And then he said, he had a very, very frightening dream. He said, a group of jinns with horrible faces, and their leader approached and said angrily, he said, I will destroy the whole family. He said, bring your Ilyas as well. I will deal with him as well. And he said, I'm going to come after Asr on Wednesday and deal with all of you. So they got very scared, became fearful, and they didn't know how or what to do. And Tuesday passed by, and the family were very disturbed and very scared. But on Wednesday morning, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the night, the big brother said he dreamt of Huzur Ghousa Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came in his dream and said, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing will happen. That jinn can't do anything to you, can't do anything. And Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will also be present. When the family heard this, they got so happy. They decorated the house, they put perfume in the house. And then, just after Asr Salah, the little brother fell unconscious, senseless. And the jinn appeared and he stood up. And then the jinn started speaking in very abusive language, in a terrifying voice. And he began approaching them in a threatening manner. And they said they wanted to escape, but all the routes were blocked by jinns. Then all of a sudden, this horrible and terrifying jinn turned and looked towards the outside door. It looked as if someone was coming. The jinn said in a roaring voice, okay, you are Ilyas Qadri, come. You are the one that made my brother a Muslim. And then in a fury, he rushed to the door. Suddenly he stopped. Then he's asking Hazrat Ilyas Qadri, why are you folding your arms? Is your ghost coming? And he said, I will deal with him as well. Saying this, he began to grind his teeth in anger. And just as he went forward, he got picked up, thrown in the air and flung on the floor. And this happened a few times. And suddenly, it was as if someone was picking him and throwing him on the floor. Then he was lying on his back and covering his eyes such a way like something bright was blinding him, was covering his eyes to protect him. And also he appeared to be in pain. Then he began to toss and turn and suffer as if he was being burnt. Everyone in the house started reciting, Ya Ghaus al-Madad, Ya Ghaus al-Madad, Ya Ghaus al-Madad. And then the terrifying scream of the jinn became more intensified. And then afterwards he began to plead. He began to cry for forgiveness. He said, please, please forgive me, leave me, don't burn me, don't burn me, I will go away, I won't come and trouble them again, please leave me alone. And he kept pleading. And then it seems that his voice went down, became quieter. It seemed as if he was burned completely. And then, they said, the little brother gained his consciousness and he recovered. And they said, Alhamdulillah, after that, after this incident, there was peace in the home. And thereafter, no jinns came and troubled them. Alhamdulillah, as you can see, what a great blessing this is to have someone that can help you. And this family was suffering for years. And look at the intervention of their Pir Murshid and also the help of Huzur Ghousa Azam, who obviously came there because of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Alhamdulillah, and how they were helped. Also, he mentioned regarding Amir Ahl Sunnat that once he was meeting people, as you see on Madni channel, long queues are waiting. And now you'll realize why people meet Amir al-Sunnat and why they take time and stand in the queue. And one troubled brother came and met Amir al-Sunnat. And he said, some days ago I brought a brother who had a problem of jinn. And he became better after you blew on him. But his tribe of jinns began troubling me. They asked me, why did you take our brother to Ilyas Qadri, because he's killed our brother. And now we're not going to leave you alone. We're going to take revenge. When he came, he was scared. Amir Ahl Sunnah reassured him and blew on him. Alhamdulillah, as you know, if Amir Ahl Sunnah blew on you, Alhamdulillah, bera par. Now, regarding the humility of Amir Ahl Sunnah, relating a story to Amir Ahl Sunnah, a brother was saying how through the blessing of his dua, the problem of the jinn was resolved. So he, Amir Ahl Sunnah, acting in accordance to the pious predecessors, and that means those pious elders of the past, expressing deep humility, he responded in this manner. He said, all this is due to the grace and mercy of Rabb Azza wa Jal. If a rebellious jinn appears and stubbornly states, do want what you want, what can I do? And he said, enough brother, as long as Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with us and is happy, it is through His mercy that we get help. So, as you can see, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, from the past two incidents, the spiritual power of Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami. As you know, that the knowledge of the Awliya Ikram can attain higher levels than the knowledge of ordinary humans and jinns. The knowledge and power which Allah Azza wa Jal bestows on some of His Awliya Ikram, His friends, who are not prophets, have a firm basis in the Holy Quran. For example, the Wali who was with Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and brought him the throne of Bilqis faster than the blink of an eye. And if you recall in the story, then an Afrit jinn also offered to bring this throne. And he said, I will bring it before this gathering finishes. But Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted the throne to be brought quicker, and Alhamdulillah, this friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, he brought it before the blink of an eye. And this is mentioned in the surah, and the translation from Kanzul Iman. Said the one who had knowledge of the book, I will bring it in your majesty's presence before you bat your eyelid. This means this miracle occurred through one of the friends of Allah, and he was the scribe of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Asif bin Barkiya. And according to the tafsir, that a non-prophet, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, is more powerful than the powerful jinn. Like as we said, this Afrit jinn also tried to do this, and he, Asif bin Barkiya, Rahmatullah alayhi, he brought the throne before the blink of an eye. Now you find that you will get walis, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, in every era. Nowadays, it is very difficult to find true walis because there are many imposters who pretend to be pious and display outer piety, and they are far from the path of Allah. I'm not saying that you don't find walis, but you find many pretenders. So to find the right wali, the sincere one, is not easy. Some even ignore the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I'm sure you have come across people who claim to be friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they do not even read the salah. Some may even claim that we read our salah in Makkah Sharif, or we read our salah in Madinah Sharif, and they do this lying to capture people. And ignorant people believe them because sometimes they dress up like pious people. So now it becomes very hard for an innocent layman to find a true spiritual guide. But however they exist. So how fortunate you are if you find somebody that is a true wali. And how fortunate we are in Dawat Islami that we have the founder of Dawat Islami, who is a highly spiritual personality, and Alhamdulillah, a wali, a renowned wali of the time, acknowledged by many, many great buzrugs themselves and great scholars, that Amir al-Sunnat is one of the waleed of this time. And in this series, The World of Jinns and Amir al-Sunnat, you'll hear many cases of where Amir al-Sunnat encounters jinns and how he helped people. And more are still to come. So, viewers on the Madi channel, the best product protection, as you have seen, here people became murid of Amir al-Sunnat, and how when they asked him for help, and you'll hear more stories in the coming episodes. So to become a murid of a Kamil Wali is also a great protection against these kind of problems of jinn. Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat is among these great awliya Allah of our time. And the scholars say that bay'at should be done on the hands of a person who possesses the following attribute, or else bay'at is not permissible. So I will read to you what has been written on what you should find. If you find these in a pious person, then he can qualify to become a spiritual guide. The first is, he must be a Sunni Muslim holding obviously the correct Islamic belief. That means his Aqidah has to be correct. Then he should have that amount of knowledge that will enable him to extract questions relating to Islamic jurisprudence from Islamic books without the assistance of anybody else. And then his silsila, that means his spiritual chain, must be directly linked to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a break in sequence. And also, most important, he must not be fasiq mu'allin, that means one who commits open sins. Like you'll find some peer sahabs not performing salah, etc., etc., etc. So they don't qualify. So therefore, scholars mention that if you have a peer who does not fulfill any of these four points that was mentioned, then it is permissible for you to break your bay'at and find a kamil spiritual guide. Because a spiritual guide is someone that will help you achieve success in gaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Just as you have a medical doctor who looks at your bodily sicknesses and disease, but a spiritual doctor, a spiritual guide, looks at your spiritual sicknesses, which is not easy. So a person who has walked the path of spirituality, who himself has gained nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, who knows the path, if you become attached to him, you'll find Alhamdulillah, then you'll be amongst those people who will have a Kamil Wali. And a Kamil Wali, you are in his gaze all the time. And whenever you make, obviously one of the requirements is that you have to read your Shajja Sharif daily to make sure that your contact is mazboot, because from in your Shajja Sharif, from your peer spiritual guide, you are connected to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu in Qadri Attari Silsila. That from Amir al-Sunnat, you get attached to Ala Hadrat radiallahu anhu, you go in the, along the chain, you get linked to Huzur Ghaus Alam radiallahu anhu, you carry on the chain, you come to Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, then you get linked to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, from him to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter to Allah Azza wa Jal. So viewers of Mandi channel, it's time for you to reflect. If you're not a murid of anyone, find a Kamil Peer, and as we said to you, one is right close hand to you, Amir al-Sunnat, or viewers of Madhi channel. Do not waste any time, especially for those who have got spiritual problems, especially with jinn. Try and get in contact with a wakil who can make you a murid of Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, in many countries you've got wakil attar who's got the permission to make you murid of Amir al-Sunnat, who links you to Huzur Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu. So my advice is, don't waste time and get connected to a spiritual guide, and stay connected to Madni channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah.